Employers want productive businesses and employees, according to David Ballard, the director of the American Psychological Association's Center for Organizational Excellence. Ballard says preparation and workplace culture can help or prevent a vacation's lasting effects on workers.
Yeah, it's a pretty common experience, and especially if you come back to work and work is piled up and your workload is heavier than ever, you have to deal with problems that have accrued while you were away, that actually makes the benefits go away even faster.
When organizations give paid leave, Ballard says about a third of the employees he surveyed say their workload makes it hard for them to be away. About a quarter say they worry they're going to miss important information or opportunities, so they avoid taking time off because they'll feel guilty.
One of the interesting findings was that when the organization's culture supports taking time off, employees were more likely to have those necessary stress recovery experiences. They were more likely to report those benefits like better mood and more energy and more motivation and productivity, and those benefits lasted longer. For example, when employees said that their organization did not support time off, 38% of workers said that the benefits of vacation went away immediately when they came back.
Coming back to the office with a pile of work and backed up emails will cause more stress than what you had before the vacation. Ballard says planning ahead as a team will increase productivity.
What are the expectations around availability and responsiveness when somebody is away from work? That way it's not overburdening those team members who are still around, and it's not spilling into your vacation time as well.
When vacations are done right, Ballard says employees feel appreciated and are more productive. Businesses have lower turnover rates, they are more productive, and employees are more likely to recommend the organization as a good place to work. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.